if you haven't cleaned up a room in a good while, sometimes you get these things up in the corners.
Cobwebs.
Okay. What if it's outside? What would you call it?
Cobwebs.
Okay, okay. Let's see. If you're pulling up a tree stump, you have to dig around and cut all the...
roots.
Okay. And have you ever heard of any kind of roots that are used for, like, medicine?
Mint.
Okay. What do they use that for?
They use mint for when you get a, you know, like you're down with a bad cold, you can take that and put it inside of a pot, and you cook it, boil it, and you drink the some kind of the mint juice off of it. That's what mother used to give us.
Oh.
That's all the roots I know.
That sounds good.
It is. It helps you cold. Uh-huh. You're down real low down sick. If you ever get sick, just use that and,
uh-huh,
you know, it'll help you a lot.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. What do you call the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
That you tap for syrup?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. What all kinds of trees are there around here?
Maple trees, lime trees, peach trees.
What was that last one?
Lime trees.
What is that?
It's a tree that grow limes on it. It's sort of like this tree on the east side. You don't see too many of them. My sister, she cut them down because they was blocking the window. She had a lime tree. She got a grapefruit tree too, but she didn't cut the grape. She cut, you know, a little bit, but not all the grapefruit tree.
Uh-huh.
And a lime tree is, you know, just grow limes, real sour limes.
Okay, okay. What else is there?
And they got, like I was saying, they have grapefruit trees that, you know, grow grapefruits on. They got maple trees.
Yeah.
Where you get maple syrup and stuff like that.
What else?
And they got green trees. Mm. And they got, that's all the trees I can think of.
What do you call that kind of tree that, it has leaves that look like a cottonwood, look like cottonwood leaves, and the bark on it kind of looks like cottonwood too, because it's kind of gray and white and scaly. It's always peeling off, you know. And it's got these little balls that hang like they're about that big, and they're green right now, but in the fall they'll be brown. And then they drop off, you know.
They're green?
Yeah, they're green now, but they're also a little bit smaller. But in the fall they'll be about this big, and they're brown. Have you ever heard it called a buttonball tree, or a plane tree, or a sycamore, or a buttonwood tree?
No.
Okay. What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
Okay. There's a bush that grows along down here, grows along the roads and around by fences, and the leaves turn bright red real early in the fall, and has clusters of kind of brownish red berries that are in a shape like this. And people used to pick the berries and make tea out of them, or sometimes they use them for tanning hides. You know, in the east this kind of bush is poisonous, but here it's not. You know anything like that?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard anything like that called a sumac or shumac or shumake or sumac?
No.
Okay. What kind of bushes are there that make your skin break out if you brush up against them?
Poison ivy.
Okay. What are some berries that you might buy if you go to the store to buy some berries?
Some berries?
Uh-huh.
Strawberries.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Appleberries.
Okay. What else?
That's all the berries I buy.
You know what blackberries look like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, there's some that look like blackberries, only they're smaller, and they're red, usually.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those? Some of them are red, some of them are black, actually. But they look like blackberries, and they're small, and they're real sour, but they're good.
Plumberries?
No, it's a different kind.